So that's a sample, and that is what is remarkable about him. He was not just able to do the economics, but he really communicated it, and the book Free to Choose was a huge bestseller. And this is what I try to do on television. I mean, he did both. I'm just a TV simpleton trying to pass on his ideas. As I read about Milton, what is remarkable is how he could cross into both worlds. And in the current issue of Reason magazine, they have a number of quotes from Milton, some of which I'd like to read, and they really illustrate how he would say things much more simply than most of us do. A state law requiring people who ride motorcycles to wear helmets is the best litmus paper to distinguish true believers and individualism, because the person riding the motorcycle is risking only his own life. He may be a fool to drive that motorcycle without a helmet, but part of freedom is the freedom to be a fool. Many people complain about government waste, but I welcome it. Waste brings home to the public at large the fact that government is not an efficient instrument for achieving its objectives. One of the great causes for hope is the growing disillusionment with the idea that government's the all-wise, all-powerful big brother who can solve every problem. This, in some ways, makes me nervous about the fall of the Soviet Union. We no longer have wonderful models for failure that are so glaringly obvious. We have North Korea, Cuba, the Motor Vehicles Department. We need models, of course, because the mainstream media is so hostile. Paul earlier talked about how Capitalism and Freedom was not reviewed when it first came out by any of the mainstream media. It actually was never reviewed, according to Milton Friedman, who in 1987 wrote, "Capitalism and Freedom was a book directed at the general